Hello. You know, I've often thought that what the youth of this country could do with is a legitimate outlet for its aggression. I mean, how about boxing? It really has got some very prominent advocates. Here's just one. There is no sport that so much as this one promotes the spirit of attack, demands lightning decisions, and trains the body in steel dexterity. Thus wrote Hitler in Mein Kampf, and Adolf certainly made good use of boxing to promote the Aryan cause. In the years leading up to the war, he regarded every fight by the German boxer Max Schmeling as a test of his racial theories. So when, on the 19th of June 1936, Schmeling beat the great black American heavyweight Joe Louis over 12 rounds, a Nazi journal described boxing as not only sport, but a question of prestige for our race. And another German paper at the time went even further, demanding that France, England and white North America should celebrate a victory which had checked the arrogance of the Negroes and clearly demonstrated to them the superiority of white intelligence. But then, in June 1938, came the rematch.
Now they're both feeling for an opening. Lewis's hands keep darting out there like a serpent's tongue. Both well up, light brown gloves on. In close.
Remember and Lewis me to the one who lives there.
Schmeling has it back to him, and Lewis is pounding him against the rope. Schmeling looks groggy, and he's just hanging on to the rope there. But now he's broken away. Schmeling is down from a hard, short right to the jaw, but he's up again immediately. And he's Lewis
crashed
a hard right.
He was once a true lover of
mine. Piling into him there, and Schmeling is down again. And he's going to take a count this time. Schmeling is down. He's trying to get up. He's down there. It looks like a first round knockout.
All
over in one round. Hitler's pet, wrote Richard Wright, looked like a soft piece of molasses candy left out in the sun. And in Harlem, 500,000 people took to the streets, giving mock Nazi salutes and shouting, "Heil Lewis!" Well, that's an extraordinary illustration of the manner in which boxing has been symbolically harnessed to racial and political divisions comes from a new book by Kasia Boddy called Boxing, A Cultural History. And Kasia, who's a lecturer in the Department of English at University College London, now joins me in the studio, together with Loic Wacon, who's Professor of Sociology at the University of California, Berkeley, and author of Body and Soul, Notebooks of an Apprentice Boxer. It's a vivid account of how, in the course of an ethnographic study, joined a gym in the Chicago ghetto, not only fell in love with boxing, but became a boxer himself. You may remember he vividly described all that a few years ago, about 4 years ago, on Thinking Aloud. And Loic's going to be talking later about his new research on ghettos, but we could hardly keep him from joining Kasia in the ring for the first part of the programme. Kasia, look, all of that material, apart from the little tape of the fight that we had, I nicked from your book. It is a fascinating study, as I think those little extracts show. But there I am saying that Loic's joining us in the ring for the first part of the programme. It's very easy to slip into the metaphors of boxing. There does seem to be something special about boxing language which allows it to stray into other areas.
Yes, I think it's irresistible for journalists, for politicians particularly, for writers. I mean, it's interesting the current American election campaign, how both John McCain and Hillary Clinton are talking about themselves as Rocky figures, going to go the distance against the young black fighter.
Being a Rocky figure means you just keep going despite having absolutely everything against you. It also means you're white, doesn't it?
It means you're white, which is the bit they don't kind of, the subtext, I suppose.
Yeah, sorry, Larry.
And in the case of Hillary Clinton taking up the metaphor, it's actually an unfortunate one because Rocky also lost his fight.
Yes.
But they're certainly slugging it out, aren't they?
Yes.
Now, you interestingly bring in this idea, what I hadn't known about before, of flat.